Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving. That's right, Fireball Hot Take Friday. Great weekend of conference championships ahead for us. Last year, there was obviously a lot more excitement about the conference championship, and the reason there was so much excitement for the conference championship is because, well, the Titans were in the conference championship game. But Tennessee was a 6 seed. And I loved the Titans run last year, and I was in Kansas City, and when they got up 17-7, I couldn't believe it. And I, for the first time, I thought, when they were up 17-7, I thought, they're going to the Super Bowl. And then, obviously, Patrick Mahomes happened, Kansas City happened, and the season was over. And we did probably get the two best teams in the Super Bowl last year, San Francisco and their great defense, and Kansas City and their electric offense. But that Green Bay team was a little bit behind that San Francisco team, and the Titans obviously were not on the same level as the Chiefs. This year, I think you can argue we've got two great games with tons of great storylines, and it really starts at the quarterback position. No offense to Ryan Tannehill, but he ain't one of the four guys playing this weekend like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, who are going to the Hall of Fame. Patrick Mahomes, who's probably going to the Hall of Fame, and Josh Allen, who looks like he's come out of nowhere to turn himself into an elite quarterback. We got four good quarterbacks. We've got four good defenses. We've got four good, well, we'll see, good teams. We got great home field advantages, Kansas City, and I know there's not a lot of fans, and it's not the same as last year, and Green Bay, the frozen tundra. Tons of storylines, Brady Rodgers in a conference championship game. Oh, my goodness. The Brady Rodgers games in the past have been excellent, and they only usually play a couple times every decade. Now we're getting Brady Rodgers in the championship game. We get Tampa Bay's defense. We get Aaron Rodgers in the frozen tundra. I mean, we got a great weekend of football. I this is a great conference championship weekend. I have been red hot on the Bills. Everybody knows this. Six-pack picks is coming up later this segment or this hour. But if you've listened to the show at all over the last 3 or 4 weeks, you all know exactly who I'm picking in the Buffalo-Kansas City game. And I think it's so funny. This is a copycat league, right? Where the LA Rams become this sexy offensive juggernaut, and now every single team wants to go hire the next Sean McVay. Matt LaFleur gets hired after a so-so year as offensive coordinator to take over the Packers. Now, it's worked, but he did it because they wanted Sean McVay. Zach Taylor gets hired by the Bengals because they want Sean McVay. Everybody wants sexy. Everybody wants to be Kansas City. Everybody wants to be Aaron Rodgers. Everybody wants to be that hot, just, oh, sexy. Oh, yes, God, I can't stop. Got to put him on TV every week. Brady's on in prime time. Rodgers is on in prime time. Mahomes is on in prime time. You know, he had two number one crews this year to play the Denver freaking Broncos. The Broncos are the most boring and bland, pedestrian, run-of-the-mill, whatever team in the NFL. They're so-so on defense. They're boring on offense. They're not good. They played a 3:30 game with Jim Nance and Tony Romo 1 week, and they played a Sunday night football game another week. That's how sexy Patrick Mahomes is. Nobody talks about the Buffalo Bills, right? Like, yeah, Brian Daboll, their offensive coordinator, interviewed for some jobs. But he didn't get one like Arthur Smith did. I don't even know who the defensive coordinator of the Bills is. I think it's Leslie Frazier. He did some interviewing. He's not going to get a job. Why is nobody talking about wanting to be the Bills? Why is nobody talking about wanting to be the next Sean McDermott? Let me ask you a question. Who's in charge of the best teams in the NFL? We know who's in charge of Kansas City, Andy Reid and Brent Veach. We know who's in charge of Tampa Bay, Jason Light. He used to have John Robinson underneath him, worked for Floyd in New England. Who runs the Bills? It's a guy by the name of Brandon Bean. Do you know where Brandon Bean is from? Elijah, without looking, do you know where they got Brandon Bean from?
Oh, zero clue.
They got Brandon Bean from Carolina. When Carolina went to the Super Bowl, Cam Newton was the quarterback, 15-1. Brandon Bean was the assistant general manager. He got the Buffalo Bills job. He brought Sean McDermott over as coach, defensive coordinator. They made the playoffs for the first time in like 20 years in Buffalo, since the Music City Miracle, with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. They made the playoffs. Nobody talked about it. They tore it down after making the playoffs. They traded up with Tampa Bay, of all people. They traded up to get Josh Allen because they felt like he needed to be their franchise quarterback. Didn't look accurate, but he had a big arm and you could throw through it in Buffalo, so they get Josh Allen. Well, unlike Baker Mayfield, who was picked number one and won a Heisman, Sam Darnold, who was sent to New York City, or Lamar Jackson, who was the most polarizing draft prospect of the last 5 or 10 years. Nobody cared about Josh Allen. Buffalo played all their games at noon on CBS. The Jets, the Dolphins, even the Patriots, they play at noon on CBS. Because the Bills aren't sexy. The Bills played a lot of games at noon on CBS this year. The Bills made the playoffs last year, too. They got bounced in the first round by the Texans. Epic choke job. Josh Allen was lacking. They had a great defense. And yet nobody is talking about how sexy the Buffalo Bills are. The Buffalo Bills have not played a competitive game. Oh, well, they played the Colts and that was competitive. Other than the Colts game, they haven't played a competitive game in months. They are killing people. They suffocated Lamar Jackson and the Ravens on Saturday. They've got a defense last year that was ranked number three in the NFL. They went out and said, you know what? Our defense is good. Our offense is struggling. We need to make a move. And they went and added Stephon Diggs. Now, this time last year, we all thought Diggs was a good receiver. Now that we've seen him without Kirk Cousins, we think he's a great receiver. Think about that. That's the sexy move now. Everybody's saying, you got to do for your young quarterback. You got to get Lamar a Stephon Diggs. You got to get young quarterback. You got to give him a Stephon Diggs. Mike Greenberg was talking about how you got to get a Stephon Diggs in the NFL like Buffalo did, was talking about that on ESPN. Take a listen.
The NFL, like all businesses, is a copycat business, right? So you see what DeAndre Hopkins did for Kyler Murray, and you see what Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen. Every team with a really good young quarterback is going to be out there looking for their Stephon Diggs, who can turn their quarterback into that level of superstar. So we'll see.
So now that's the one thing everybody wants. They want to get a Stephon Diggs. Here's an article from March 2020. March 17th, headline. Vikings are the big winner of the Stephon Diggs trade to the Bills. No more drama, writes Courtney Cronin. No more cryptic tweets. No more wondering if there's truth to all the rumors, particularly those that involve trading a receiver in his prime and questions about whether he wants out. Big win for the Vikings. Buffalo is playing in the AFC title game this weekend. The Vikings are not playing in anything. What's that tell you? Take a look at the draft. We're talking about how much the Titans missed in the draft. Look at what Buffalo did in the draft. They didn't have a first-round pick. You know why? Because they traded it for Stephon Diggs. They had a second-round pick. A.J. Epinesa played 14 games. In the last 2 years, they've taken two running backs. Zach Moss in the third round this year. Devin Singletary in the third round last year. So far, they've combined for over 1,900 yards. They took Devin Knox, a tight end, in the third round. He's got 5 touchdowns. Guys they draft play. Tyler Bass, their kicker, beat out Steven Hauschka, an experienced guy who'd kicked in Buffalo before. Gabriel Davis in the fourth round this year. We liked Corey Davis's season this year. They took Gabriel Davis in the fourth round, 128, 7 touchdowns. They got 4 receivers. They got a quarterback. They got tight ends. They got 2 running backs. They got an offensive line because their draft picks play. They got a nasty defense. And yet, everybody wants to be like Kansas City. Everybody wants to be like Green Bay. Everybody wants to be like Tom Brady with those receivers in Tampa Bay. Is anybody ever going to give Buffalo the respect they deserve? I have been preaching it for weeks that the Buffalo Bills are for real. And I think it's funny because if Patrick Mahomes didn't play, then everybody would be talking about Buffalo. If Buffalo goes to Kansas City, when the Titans went to Kansas City last year, I picked Kansas City to win. I think I picked them 35-14 or 41-14, or I picked a blowout. It was an 11-point game. Not that bad. I thought it was a blowout because I didn't think those two teams were close. I think Kansas City-Buffalo is pretty dang even. And honestly, if I were making the line, I would favor Buffalo over Kansas City. People have told me for weeks I am crazy. Because when it came to the Titans in the playoffs, I said you'd rather play Kansas City in the second round than have to play Buffalo. And everybody thought, Jared, you're nuts. Chris Sanders did a complete 180. He thought Baltimore was better than Buffalo. He came on the air and apologized for being wrong and said with Buffalo's defense, he thinks they might win the Super Bowl. I have said all winter long, Green Bay, Buffalo in the Super Bowl. Somebody needs to start giving the Bills their respect. And yet nobody wants to be like the Bills because it's not sexy. Because Josh Allen's not that fun to talk about. Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, they're not fun. They're not high-octane offense. The number two in the league. Everybody should want to be like the Buffalo Bills. Watch the Bills on Sunday. You want to build your team like that team. That team can play. And you know why they can play? Because they can draft and they can develop. And yet, no one talks about Sean McDermott like a superstar coach. No one talks about Brandon Bean like a superstar executive. That's the kind of team that I like to see. And I'm just telling you, Tampa Bay is kind of, you know, they were an okay team that got the greatest quarterback ever, and they've had a nice little road to the Super Bowl or to the conference championship game. Green Bay and Kansas City, they had to win one game at home. And Kansas City almost didn't win theirs. The number one seed with a bye, it's a humongous advantage. The road to the Super Bowl is always the most important. Buffalo has had to play Indianapolis and Baltimore, two good teams. And they've beaten them both. Don't count out the Bills. And if you're one of these teams and you're trying to build your team up, I'd say look at Buffalo. Because that's the kind of well-balanced all-around team you want to be. 615-737-1025 is the phone number, 615-737-1025. I just wish more people gave Buffalo the respect they deserved. Coming up next, there is one thing about the Chiefs. And in the past, I would say that Kansas City got a little lucky. And I'll explain. And a lot of this has to do with the Titans. This year, it's a little different. We'll touch on that coming up next. We're live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. It is Stillman & Company, delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 102.5, the game.
We had an option play call that we had ran a little bit earlier in the game. I ran it out to the right. Obviously got hit. Tried to get up, felt my legs go out. Knew that wasn't a good thing. So I was able to get grabbed. I remember before going off the field, I was telling the guys, the trainers, to let me stay there so Chad could warm up. I knew that we were about to go for on that fourth down. Then I went and went to the testing and everything like that.
Patrick Mahomes, he's cleared to play. He's ready to go Sunday. AFC Championship game, Buffalo, Kansas City. Let me say this about Kansas City. Now, I have been red hot on Buffalo. Last segment, I sat there and I just got on my knees and gave Buffalo I prayed that Buffalo is going to make me look good. Definitely make me look good. And yet I'll say this about Kansas City. It's so funny. The road to the Super Bowl. I have talked about this so much over the last 2 months because I kept pointing it out for the Titans. And ultimately it didn't matter for the Titans because quite frankly, the Titans weren't good enough. But the road to the Super Bowl is almost always one of the most important factors in winning a championship. It's why the regular season in the NFL matters so much more than the regular season in all these other sports. For example, the Predators had to start every series on the road in 2017, and they won every game except for the Stanley Cup final at Pittsburgh. They won game one in Chicago. They won game one in St. Louis. They won game one in Anaheim. And that was enough, basically, to get them into the Stanley Cup final. It's not that easy in football. Hockey, home ice, what's it mean in the playoffs? Eh. Basketball, how much does home court advantage mean in the NBA? We know who the best teams are. They're usually going to make it anyways. And I'm not sure home court advantage really means much. And I don't think it really means anything in baseball either, other than the fact that, hey, if your pitchers are rolling, you're good to go. Not the case in football. The road is very important. Kansas City, I think, will have their biggest test of the last 3 years in the playoffs on Sunday with Buffalo. I think this will be a bigger test for them than it was when they played San Francisco in the Super Bowl. I think this will be a bigger test for them than it was when they played New England at home in the AFC title game 2 years ago and lost. Last year, Kansas City, and you can argue it didn't matter, Kansas City won every game they played from November 5th-ish on after they lost to the Titans. They won every game the rest of the way. Maybe they would have beaten every single team in the AFC on any given day. Maybe they would have gone to Baltimore and beaten Lamar Jackson last year and a very good Ravens team. But Kansas City had the easiest road possible to the Super Bowl in 2019. Think about the quarterbacks they had to play on the way to get to the Super Bowl. Because Miami beat New England at the end of the year, Kansas City got an extra week off, finishing as the second seed and getting the bye. Instead of playing the Titans, a physical, tough team that nobody wanted to see that time of the year, instead of playing the Titans in the wild card round, Kansas City got to prop their feet up. Instead of having to go to New England for the second round after beating the Titans, they had Houston come to them. And the Patriots, greatest coach, greatest quarterback ever, gone, see ya, goodbye. The Ravens, 14-2, hadn't trailed since October, best team in the league, MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson, knocked out by the Titans. So last year, in order to win the Super Bowl, Kansas City got to go through the Houston Texans, and Bill O'Brien single-handedly cost his team the game, just absolutely threw it away. And they had to beat the Titans, a team that had beat up in two physical matchups on the road, New England, Baltimore. Now they get them at home. Then when they make it to the Super Bowl, they play a good San Francisco 49er team, not a great San Francisco 49er team. Did they really? Yeah, they earned it. They deserved to win the Super Bowl, but the road was so easy. If Kansas City takes down Buffalo this weekend, they will most likely play Green Bay in the Super Bowl, which means their road in 2021 playoffs, their road will be Baker Mayfield and a good Cleveland Brown team without Patrick Mahomes in the second half, which was an adventure in and of itself last week. Maybe the hottest team in the league in the Buffalo Bills with a Pro Bowl, all-pro caliber quarterback, with a great defense, with maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL in Stephon Diggs, four solid receivers, two good running backs, a physical offensive line, a nasty defensive line, and a hard-hitting secondary. And unlike other teams, like when Tampa Bay has to go to Green Bay, and it's going to be freezing cold in Lambeau, and Tampa Bay's not ready for that, the cold at Arrowhead, the cold we experienced last year when we were there and our faces were about to fall off, that's not going to bother the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen's got the arm to throw through that. We've seen him do it. And then if they win, they're going to get Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl. Or they're going to get the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady at home in Tampa Bay. And yes, I know that Kansas City has already beaten Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay this year. Titans already beat the Ravens in Baltimore. Doesn't mean it's going to happen in the playoffs. Kansas City's already beaten Buffalo. Doesn't mean it's going to happen on Sunday. But if Kansas City gets past this Buffalo team and gets past that Green Bay team in the Super Bowl, that Tampa Bay team with that quarterback in the Super Bowl, then I will look at the Chiefs and I will say, hey, you guys earned it. All the trash you all talked all offseason about winning five Super Bowls or starting a dynasty or what you're going to be, yes, maybe you're right. And I would also contend that Patrick Mahomes, with a win on Sunday and a win in the Super Bowl, even with only 3 years of starting in the league. I take that back, four. No, three. 3 years of starting in the league, four total. Punch the ticket to Ken. Two Super Bowls for Mahomes, he's in. He could quit football the next day. Leave at the top of his game like Barry Sanders, he's in. That's how good he's been. But this road, this year, is going to be a lot harder. These next two games, Buffalo and most likely Green Bay, or even Tampa Bay, are a lot better than the teams they had to play this time last year in order to get in. 615-737-1025. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Texter says, Buffalo does deserve more respect, and my family and friends want Buffalo to win. And I would say this. I kind of want Buffalo to win, too. The only reason that I really want Buffalo to win, and I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, there you go. The reason I really want the Bills to win is only because I've been pumping Buffalo so much on the radio over the last 2 months that if they were to knock off the Chiefs, I could say to Chris Sanders, ah, got you. I could say to TD, ah, got you. I could say to every single person who said, I'm crazy because I thought that Buffalo's better than Kansas City. And for the Titans, I'd rather, when the Titans were still, you know, on the course of making the playoffs, I would have rather played Kansas City in the second round than have played Buffalo in the second round. I think we can all agree this. You'd rather play Kansas City without Mahomes in the fourth quarter, like Cleveland got the opportunity to, than have to play Buffalo with as stout as they are. Texture to the text line says that nobody talks the Packers loss either. The Ravens used the same game plan to stop Derrick Henry as they did the Green Bay Packers. I put that on Arthur Smith. I think the difference is the Packers are a much, much, much better team. No disrespect to the Ravens. I thought all year long, every team in the NFL was flawed some way, somehow, except Kansas City, Buffalo, and Green Bay. Tampa Bay has flaws. Now, their defense is pretty good. But I felt like every team was flawed except those three teams. That's why they are three of the four teams that are still remaining. I think you could have beaten the Baltimore Ravens if Arthur Smith maybe called a little bit better game. I look more at Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill on a third and two that hit Jonnu Smith in the hands and was not a good decision. You watch the coach's tape, Cameron Batson is standing in the middle of the field wide open, would have been a catch and run down to about the 8 yard line, maybe a touchdown. And that was with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ryan Tannehill at the end of the game has got AJ Brown wide open, doesn't throw to him, goes to Khalif Raymond, who falls down and the ball's intercepted. I don't blame Arthur for that. To me, that's on Tannehill. Texter to the text line says, Jared, you keep pumping Buffalo's tires, but when they get crushed on Sunday by Kansas City, are you going to be willing to admit, are you going to be strong enough, man enough, willing to admit that you were wrong all year about Buffalo? They barely squeaked by the Colts, and they beat a Ravens team without Lamar Jackson when it really mattered. I thought the game was over when Lamar got, like, as Lamar was getting knocked out, I thought that was the play that pretty much ended the game. They beat the Ravens. They smacked the Ravens. I will be surprised. I mean, I think that I'm certainly expecting a good game in the AFC Championship game between Buffalo and Kansas City. Maybe not expecting as good of a game in the NFC title game, but we'll make those picks in a second. I would be stunned if this is not a competitive, great AFC Championship game. I think it's going to be. 615-737-1025 coming up next. Six-pack picks. So the way we're going to do six-pack picks is a little different. We'll explain. Six-pack picks is coming up next. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. I have told you guys that I've been using them for over 2 years now at both my homes, and I absolutely love them. Love them at my old home. Love them at my new home. Hiller is fantastic, and I promise you, because I get great care from them, you will get great care from them too. That's why they've got a 4.8 and a 5-star rating, average on over 15,000 online reviews. Hiller is celebrating the new year with exciting new financing specials made just for you. Make no payments, pay no interest for the next 12 months on any new whole home generator, any new tankless water heater, or select new HVAC systems. Take advantage of these great financing deals while you can, because the deals are only available until the end of the month. So schedule them today. That's right. They've got more specials online at happyhiller.com. And as always, happy you'll be or the service is free. And as a Hiller customer, I can promise you, happy you will be. They're taking every precaution possible to keep customers safe during the pandemic, gloves, masks, social distance, digital payments, and more. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, proud supporters of the Tennessee Volunteers and the Nashville Predators. Hiller, call the Happy Face Truck today. Stone & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving. This is always the sad part of the season. We get to the playoffs. We're excited about playoff games. Then you get to six-pack picks, and you realize there aren't a bunch of games to pick. So this is what we're going to do. Elijah is in for Ian today. This is what we're going to do. Normally, we'd have two games to pick, and then that's about it. So what we're going to do to fill up the six-pack, we're going to pick each game, AFC and NFC championship game. Then we're going to pick the over-under on each game as well when we pick that game. And we've got a player prop that we are going to pick. Because as I've always told you about the FanDuel Sportsbook app, my sportsbook, they've got all these great player props. So we're going to pick a player prop as well. So get excited for that. Which means it is time for six-pack picks. So Elijah, fire up the music. What's our first championship game? And let's get it going first, though, with our records from last week. I believe it was Chris Sanders who was in for the divisional round. How did we do last week, and how's our record so far in the season?
Indeed, yeah. Chris was in last week, and Chris went 1-3. So the company aspect of Stillman & Company is 51-55-1 on the year, going 1-3 last week. Jared, you went 3-1 last week, and that's going to boost your yearly record to 57-55-2. I don't know how you guys are using the pushes here, but that puts you about 500.
You know what would have been great? Is if we just stopped right now and didn't do any, and I
take a knee,
was on top for the year. It is tough. I do feel like I would have beaten the GM this year, obviously unable to finish the season, and he was winning when we stopped with him. So it's tough. All right, let's get right into our first conference championship game.
All right, the first one, we're going to keep it in the AFC here as you hear the CBS theme. Bills and Chiefs, this one. Chiefs favored by 3.5. Jared, who you got?
Okay, I think it would be incredibly disingenuous of me if I spent all this time pumping up the Buffalo Bills, worried about the Titans having to play the Buffalo Bills, yelling at Chris Sanders and TD about the Buffalo Bills, saying Buffalo was better than Kansas City, and then if I turned around and didn't pick them, I'm picking Buffalo. I think Buffalo wins outright. So if I'm getting 3.5 points, I will take them. I think Buffalo is too good. See, I think Kansas City is a good team. They've got a great offense. They've got a good defense. They got some good players on defense. I think Buffalo is a rare team with a great offense, great defense, great special teams. I think Buffalo right now is playing the best of any team in the NFL. I know it was a close call against Indianapolis. That got me worried about Buffalo, too. I think Buffalo goes into Kansas City. I know Mahomes is playing. I think Mahomes will be okay. I get it. I'm going Buffalo. I will take the points, and I'm taking the Bills to win outright.
Ooh, okay. You're very consistent. I like it, being consistent on this show. Over-under, 53.5 points. This one can be a little tricky.
So the thing about the over-under is I almost want to come up with my own score in the game and then go from there. Both teams have great offenses, and their defenses, I think, are both underrated. Buffalo has a much better defense. I think Kansas City is going to score 17 points. I think Buffalo pulls away late. It's a close game, and then all of a sudden, it's like Buffalo gets a turnover, scores a touchdown. I'm going to go Buffalo by the score of 28-17, which puts me at 45 points. So I'm going under. I'm going to go under with the, Buffalo and Kansas City. What's it again, 55.3 or 53.5?
53.5, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go 45 points total, therefore under for sure.
And then the player prop. I'll keep this one pretty simple. Who's going to throw for more passing yards, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
I'm going to pick Mahomes, and here's why I'm going to pick Mahomes. I think that Buffalo, with Moss and Singletary, I think they are more committed to running the football. I think they're going to be winning in the second half. And when you're winning in the second half, you run the ball. And when you're losing in the second half and you're Kansas City, you throw the ball. So I will go Mahomes over Allen. I think he'll have more passing yards, even in a losing effort on Sunday for Kansas City.
I like it. All right, now we're going to go ahead and shift into the NFC. We're going to go ahead and start off with just the spread. Packers and Buccaneers, what Chris Berman likes to refer to as the Bay of Pigs game. Green Bay at home, favored by 3.5. Who you got?
So the order of the games on Sunday will be in reverse. Tampa Bay, Green Bay will play at 2. Buffalo and Kansas City will play around 6. I hate picking against Tom Brady. I do. Here's the thing. I think Green Bay is better than Tampa Bay. Green Bay's at home. Tampa Bay's a warm weather team. Now, it's not going to affect the quarterback as much because Tom Brady has played his fair share of games in the cold. This is going to be nothing new for him. But for the entire team, it's always a little bit different. I can't stand Matt LaFleur. I think he's a coattail rider. I think he rode Sean McVay's coattails. I think he's riding Aaron Rodgers' coattails. I think he's riding Mike Pettine's coattails. But at some point, I'm going to have to be wrong. At some point, I'm going to have to look in the mirror and say that I screwed up on Matt LaFleur and how much I dogged him when he was offensive coordinator. I think Tampa Bay is a good team. I don't think they're a great team. Give me Green Bay. I'm going to lay the 3.5. I think Green Bay wins. I don't even think it's close. I think the AFC game is going to be close. And that's going to be one where, you know, in the end, Buffalo makes a defensive play. They win the game by 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not sure this game's going to be close.
Wow.
I just think Green Bay is too good. Warm weather, Tampa Bay. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Green Bay.
Laying 3.5 sounds like you'd even buy yourself some more points, too. Bruce's odds a little bit. But for the over-under, 51.5 for this game, 2 points lower than our AFC championship game. Which one are you leaning?
God, I don't know why I'm going with the under in this, but I am going to take the under, 51.5. The only way that the blowout factors in on this is if it's like a 41-17 kind of game, and then you lose. And maybe it is going to be that kind of game. Tampa Bay's defense, I think, is too good. Green Bay's defense is good. I think this is going to be a lower-scoring game. People are going to want to bet the over because of the two quarterbacks. But let's not get crazy. I mean, you know, you had 50 combined points last week for New Orleans, and I'm not sure they're as good as Green Bay's defense. Tampa Bay's defense played great. I think the Packers are just going to score some points. Again, in this game, I think Tampa Bay is going to have a hard time scoring. I think I'm going to go Green Bay 35, Tampa Bay 7.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Or maybe 6, you know, somewhere around there. I think it's a blowout. I think Green Bay is absolutely going to crush them, and I just don't think Tampa Bay is going to score enough points. Now, maybe I'm crazy that I'm taking both unders on Sunday because people see these four quarterbacks, Rodgers, Brady, Allen, Mahomes, and they're thinking these guys are going to light up the scoreboard. There's going to be a lot of points. I'm not feeling it. I'm taking the unders in both. Maybe I'm stupid. Who knows? I'm not a sharp, but I am above 50%, so I'm going to take the under in both games, take the under in this game as well.
All right. Well, taking the under in that, and then for the player prop, we're going to go with Aaron Rodgers, over-under, 2.5 touchdown passes for the game.
Oh, this is tough. I think Rodgers is going to want to avoid Tampa Bay's defensive line as much as possible, running the ball. So I think they're going to throw. And I think that they've been challenged. Rodgers has been challenged. Davante Adams has been challenged after what happened in Tampa Bay earlier this year. I think they were embarrassed by that performance, which is crazy because Tampa Bay blew out Green Bay, Kansas City beat Buffalo, and I'm picking the exact opposite to happen championship weekend. If it were two, I would take the over.
Mm.
2.5. I think Davante Adams gets one. I think Robert Tonya gets one. And I think one other guy, whether it's Lazard, whether it's Valdez Scantling, if he decides he wants to catch the ball for a change, if it's St. Brown, I think one other guy catches a touchdown. I think Rodgers gets three, and I'll take the over on the player prop for Aaron Rodgers.
All right, keeping it consistent. I was going to go with who has more touchdown passes between Rodgers and Brady, and then after hearing your prediction, I decided to change my mind. So
after I went 7 points with Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I figured you'd answer that one pretty easily, so I had to make you think a little bit.
But, bonus seventh pick in the six-pack picks.
Mm-hmm. That is tonight's game between the Preds and Stars. Hard to do hockey spreads, so we're going to keep it simple. We're going to go money line. Preds, Stars, okay. Who you got?
So, I think money line right here, I'm guessing the Predators are the underdogs, right?
No,
as far, the Predators are favored?
They were last time I checked. I'm going to double check again.
I mean, if the Predators are favored, then it's a little uncomfortable.
It's the Stars' first game. I think that's where it gets a little tricky. Stars are favored by 1.5.
Okay, so I'm going to take Dallas. And the 1.5, I'm only giving the 1.5 here. Now, I do see right here on ESPN, Nashville is favored -105, which is basically a pick'em. I'm going to go Dallas tonight. I think that Dallas has a lot of, you know, pent-up, built-up, just anger. Just after the COVID break, you know, they lost the Stanley Cup final. They haven't played since then. I know they've got some injuries. I know Tyler Seguin had a big injury. I get it. I just feel as if the Predators are playing well. They'll play well, but I'm going to take Dallas in this one. So now I feel kind of bad picking that one, but that's where I'm going. I will go with Dallas to win tonight. Predators game day is coming up next. Those are our six-pack picks. Predators game day coming up next. Who's Dallas going to have on the ice? The Predators got a change in the lineup, plus what John Hines has to say about tonight's game. We will do that coming up next. Predators game day, Stillman and Company, Fireball Hot Take Friday. We are delivered by TriStar Moving. I have been telling you guys now for a couple of months about how much I love TriStar Moving. Why? Because they moved me, and it was an unforgettable experience. And I mean that in a good way. I hate moving. So do you. So does everybody. But when you have movers like TriStar Moving, it's so, so easy. At TriStar Moving, you'll get 5-star service throughout the entire process. That's why their motto is TriStar Moving with 5-star service. Everything is taken care of, covering floors, banisters, railings, the front door threshold, the door itself. They'll wrap and protect all of your furniture, and they'll put all of your TVs in a protective box. Not just one protective box, but a bunch of them. It's great. They even offer storage services in case you need a safe place for all of your stuff. They do it all. The owners, Garrett and Robert, are true Nashvillians, and they truly care about helping the community any way they can. So if you're looking to move, give my friends at TriStar Moving a call, 615-640-1219, or visit their website at nashvillemoving.org/radio. They'll give you 5% off your entire move. It's so simple. TriStar Moving, 615-640-1219, or again, visit them online, nashvillemoving.org/radio. Tell them Jared sent you for 5% off your entire move. TriStar Moving, my official movers. Predators game day is next. Predators game day tonight against the Dallas Stars, 7:30 right here, I should say, 7:30, right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Pre-game coverage starting in 40 minutes with Darren McFarlane and the crew as they will get you ready. First game of the season for the Dallas Stars. They have no points. They had a COVID outbreak that wiped out their first week and a half of the year. The Predators, meanwhile, no COVID outbreak. They won their first two against Columbus. They dropped one on Monday night against Carolina. Tuesday's game postponed because of COVID. They're rocking and ready to go in Dallas. Meanwhile, Philip Forsberg, 3 games, 3 goals. He is red hot. And this team seems to be playing well as well. In fact, taking a look at the lineup, which is where we'll start, the Predators look to keep their same top line together. The Joffe line will be in place, but Mikael Granlund will make his return to the lineup on the second line with Nick Cunning, with Luke Cunning and Matt Duchene. John Hines confirming earlier today that Mikael Granlund is going to be in the lineup. The third line, Eric Halla will drop down. Nick Cousins, Colton Sissons will be on that line. And kind of a question about who will be on the third, or excuse me, who will be on the fourth line, as it looks like Yakov Trenin will get an opportunity to go. Matthew Olivier recalled from the taxi squad. Brad Richardson on that line as well. Rocco Grimaldi will be out today, and Callie Yarncroke is day to day. Looks like we should expect UC Saros to be back in the net tonight for the Predators. John Hines, it's time now for the coach's take as the Predators get ready to take on the Stars. Predators had a little bit of off time, right? They played Monday, no game on Tuesday, no game on Wednesday, travel day yesterday into Dallas. What did they work on with the time off? John Hines for the coach's take.
Coach Colton was saying that it's last couple practices almost had a training camp type feel, and really taking advantage of the extra couple of days of practice. How beneficial was that, and how good do you feel about your group going against a Dallas team that's playing their first tonight?
Yeah, we were disappointed. We obviously didn't get a chance to be able to play the game against Carolina. But, you know, I think on the positive side, we had three games in, so it gives you an opportunity to really look at some components of your game that you really like and certain things that you want to be able to work on. And the extended practice time really helped, because you could really have – you had two very good, you know, 50-minute hockey practices where you can really put some work in, and you're not worried about, you know, fatigue or the game or the results of the game. It's really just like a training camp.
And that was John Hines. So we had Crispy on earlier today. I asked Crispy the question about, so far, the effort level for the Predators. Let's not kid ourselves. We're all friends. The Predators had gotten fat and happy with their contracts. They were all guys who had moved on to different stages of their lives, whether it was kids and families and things like that. And it's, well, it's a lot harder to focus during the summer when you've made $6 million, $4 million, $8 million. It's just a lot harder to focus when you signed, you're locked long term, and there's nothing they can do except pay you your money. That seemed to be a problem. And it was even a problem after John Hines took over the team last year, and the team was somewhat broken and fractured at that point. This offseason, they set out to be harder to play against. They wanted to win puck battles. They wanted to get new blood into the lineup, onto the roster. They wanted to play some of the young guys. They haven't done that so far. But at least through three games, this looks like a team that's tough to play. The Predators also have not gotten into a habit that they had in the past, which was putting their head down as soon as something didn't go their way. You know that feeling of, oh, darn, we're down, or oh, darn, the other team scored a couple of goals, oh, darn. They've been down in all three of their games so far, and yet it hasn't stopped them. The Predators, quite frankly, have played pretty well so far in the first three games. The effort level has been there. The intensity has been there tonight. And I asked Crispy earlier today, I said, Crispy, is this because of the way the Predators are built and the way that they want to play, that this is the team they are and what they're capable of? Or is this just the beginning of the season, guys playing harder, guys excited to be out there, guys trying to show that it's different, the first day of school vibe? And he says he thinks it's a little of both. Well, after an almost week-long break that you don't normally see in a season, even when it's a regular season, you get a week-long break once during the course of the year. So in this kind of season, are the Predators going to revert back to their old habits? Yes, there are new guys on the roster, new guys that play hard. Some guys, I think, are a lot better than other guys that have been here before. But are they going to revert to their old habits? Head goes down when they give up a goal, effort not there at 100% all the time? Or are they going to keep going? If this team is truly built that way, that's what we'll see tonight. So as far as what are we watching, I would argue, I think we're looking for the Predators to go out there and put together another hard 60-minute effort. Not looking for the 2 points, not looking for a spot in the standings. I think that's what we're looking for. The 60 minutes, the hard work, the toughness, the jam, the puck battle winning, and all of those things. The Predators currently have 4 points and they're deadlocked in second place with literally everybody. Now, they've only played three games. Detroit, for example, has 4 points in four games. Florida, two games, 4 points. Good for them. Carolina, three games, 4 points. Columbus, five games, 4 points. Boy, Columbus is a mess right now. Tampa Bay, 3-0. They've got 6 points there in first place. The Blackhawks have 1 point so far in the season. They stink, and Dallas has not played. Tonight's game coming up, pregame show, in about 30 minutes or so. Chase and Ryan are next. Stillman and Company, we will see you Monday at 2:00.